Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com as we will take your phone calls about whatever you want. Coming up, we got a fairly big name guest. Maybe one of the biggest names we've ever had on Free Talk Live, who is expected to join us on Saturday. It's confirmed, except I don't have the phone number to call him yet. So it's almost to the very final step. We're going to maybe talk a little bit more about who he is here in a little bit. But, Mark, you have something you wanted to share with our audience tonight about what you told me during the break was potentially earth-shattering. I mean, what is going on here? Something about gold and lies, and I'm confused.
I understand why it isn't... a really sexy story, but this is really, really huge. This is from the New York Post, and it could be the most important story of the year. I don't know. I mean, that's just analysis there. There's no silver lining to the activities of J.P. Morgan Chase and HSBC in the precious metals market here and in London, says a 40-year veteran in the metal pits. The banks, which do the Federal Reserve's bidding in the metals markets, have long been the government's lead actors in keeping down the prices of gold and silver. Eye contact with me on this one, Ian.
Sorry about that.
So important. According to a former Goldman Sachs trader, according to the London Bullion Market Association, I want you to remember that word, London Bullion Market Association, Maguire was scheduled to testify last week before the Commodities Future Trade Commission, which is looking into activities of large banks in the metals market, but was knocked off the list at the last moment, so he went public. So this guy was going to be on the doing some testifying, but for some reason he got knocked off the list, so he just took his stuff public. It's been several newspapers, and the story's spreading. Maguire, in an exclusive interview with the Post, explained J.P. Morgan's role in the metals pits in both London and here. Now, this is J.P. Morgan, the bank.
Metals pits are where metals traded?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
In both London and here. That's New York. And how they
generate... those men shout, right? All those guys,
yes,
are shouting?
But these are... this is not strictly physical gold. They're actually trading commodities and derivatives. So the same sort of fiat games that go on with the monetary system happen with gold and silver.
Now, they generate a profit either way that the market moves, whether they sell short or not. J.P. Morgan acts as an agent for the Federal Reserve. They act to halt the rise of gold and silver against the U.S. dollar. J.P. Morgan is insulated from potential losses on their short positions by the Fed and or the U.S. taxpayer.
They act to prevent the price of gold and silver from going up.
Too large of a fluctuation.
Is this the plunge protection team as
the equivalent? It's actually a private bank that operates on behalf of the Federal Reserve for this purpose in the commodities. This isn't the stock market. The plunge protection team acts in the stock market.
Sam? Yeah. So there's the big brokerage houses are short gold right now. I believe it's in the 300,000 contract range. The normal short position historically has been about 30,000. So they're in 10 times over their head. And the sort of the rumor is that they're using these short contracts to suppress the price of gold. And one of the things I think this email is going to go into is on Mondays.
An article from the New York Post.
Okay. That on Mondays is when those contracts come due. So the lower the price is, the more of those shorts are in the money, so to speak, so that they actively work to sort of suppress gold and silver prices on Mondays when those contracts come due.
In the gold pits, Maguire sees HSBC betting against the precious metals price without having any skin in the game in the form of a naked short. HSBC conducts an ongoing, manipulative, concentrated naked short position in gold.
Silver, what's a naked short?
They don't have any money to back up their short position. They've said that gold's going down. They've made their little bet, but they don't have any money behind it.
And a short is?
A short is where you're actually selling gold. So I sell you 100 ounces of gold, and we have an agreement that on a certain date, at a certain price, if you want to exercise the option, then you can demand the 100 ounces of gold from me.
The belief is, and in the short, the belief is that the price is going down.
Yeah.
You're selling. You're doing the short when you believe price.
So you say right. All right. If it's going to go down, if it goes down, then I say I want it back. If it goes to 50 or below, or whatever.
What you do is you come in and you bid and you say I want to be able to buy gold at $1,100 an ounce 3 months from now. And so if I want to short it, if I don't have that, I can short that and I can sell you that option. And 3 months down the road, if the price is lower than $1,100 an ounce, you're not going to want that because you would just buy it on the open market, right? Mm-hmm. But if it's $1,500 an ounce, then you're definitely going to want to buy it at $1,100 an ounce in 6 months. So you're betting that it's going to go up. The person shorting is betting that it's going to go down, and you're paying a premium just to have that option.
So it costs to have the option to do.
Right.
Okay. And so these guys are doing naked shorts,
which means they don't have the what it takes to back it up.
To back what up?
Their short position.
Oh, so if they were to call
the money
short,
or the gold.
If they were to call the short, then they wouldn't be able to get the stuff.
That's the accusation made by this McGuire fella.
Well, they could get it, but they would have to pay the $1,500 an ounce
in order to
sell it at 11. Or it would be like selling Google shares. If you could short Google shares, and if you don't have those shares when they come due, if the person wants to exercise that option, you got to go buy them from somewhere.
I see. And don't forget that these two banks that are doing this are backed up by the Federal Reserve and the U.S. taxpayer. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter if they naked short because you have to pay for it in the long run. The taxpayer does.
Got it. They'll just go to the Fed to get the money to buy it and then resell it.
Yep. And the position of silver is much easier to manipulate due to its smaller market size, McGuire added. No one at J.P. Morgan is familiar with Andrew McGuire, said Brian Michioni, a company spokesman. HSBC denied comment. Also during the CFTC hearing, Jeff Christian, founder of the commodities firm CPM Group, said the LBMA, that's the London-based
Medical Metals
Association, or whatever it is, the one that I told you to remember earlier. The physical delivery market for gold and silver in the UK has been using leverage, which is another way to depress the price of gold and silver. Christian said that the LBMA, the same market McGuire trades in, has leverage of about 100 to 1 on the gold bars settled in the exchange. In layman's term, that means if 100 clients requested their bullion bars to be delivered, the exchange could only deliver one client the precious metal.
Wow.
Yeah, no, and that, in another
that's a lot of lying going on.
There was another story about this several months back that I don't know if it was the London Exchange or one of the other ones, but they were offering a $400 premium for people who requested to take physical possession. Now, you don't do that unless you don't have the gold to send
right.
them.
So they are basically
paying people not to take the money, the metal.
So what you're saying is that these guys are selling gold they don't have.
Yes.
Yep.
And sort of like they're fractionally reserving.
All over the world.
Yes.
Brokers are saying, oh, you want to go into gold? Mine did this to me. Oh, you want to go into gold? No problem. I'll sell you some gold. You won't take possession of it. I'll be able to buy it and sell it the same way they do with stocks. Mm-hmm. The only stock certificate I ever possessed was Enron because I sent for it because I thought it'd be fun to have. I got it, I got it matted with their code of conduct rules on the same piece of paper. It was just a little joke. But I've never possessed any of the other stock certificates, and I never possessed any of the gold that he supposedly bought for me, or whatever.
So basically, people that are buying gold without actually getting the gold are getting scammed.
There's going to be a problem, a fluctuation in the gold market, and I suspect that those people that don't actually have possession of the gold are not going to be in a position of strength, as it were.
What's happening is the housing bubble has popped. And so the financial terrorists out there, some of the Federal Reserve, the central banks, and the international bankers are looking for another bubble that they can pump up. You know, the Enron thing is another example. That was an energy scam. The climate change is another one that they would like to sell carbon credits to everybody and be able to pump that way up and make a lot of money in the process of basically screwing people over.
So I get that they're scamming people. Is there more to this
yes.
picture?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll get to it here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Glad I don't own any of these gold certificates because that would not be a good
idea.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that?
Can you hear it?
It's very annoying.
I hear it. Can you hear that sound? That ringing. That hissing.
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
You can't hide from it.
Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus. Quietus will stop the ringing fast.
Quietus is all-natural, chewable, quiet relief.
Quiet relief so I can work.
I now get a full night's rest. Quietus has helped thousands of people with tinnitus.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-758-1817. That's 1-800-758-1817. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-758-1817. That's 1-800-758-1817.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Features including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo. Show they are indeed listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. Also, validated videos are accepted. And lady listeners can go to the Shrine and they can submit their own pictures and video, and it's a much easier process now. You can just go and get registered for a free account on our website. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com, and there's a link right up there at the top that makes it real easy to get on the Shrine. You submit your stuff. We take a look at it to make sure it's a real validation, because sometimes we get people sending us fakes to make sure you're real, and then we'll approve it and put you up on the shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're disturbed by the idea that your search provider on the Internet might be taking your information, selling it to third parties, or perhaps turning it over to the government, which is... been happened more than once, go to startpage.com and take their 7-day challenge today. Test it out, see what it's like. They actually use 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, your search is completely private. And if you use the proxy link between each search result, underneath each search result, you'll be able to visit the website completely privately. It's startpage.com.
All right, 1-800-259-9231 is the number here. We're going to continue, and then we will get to your phone calls. But, Mark, you said this is so important. We've got to get this information out about the scam that's apparently going on. And I am not an expert, obviously. You can tell by the questions I'm asking you guys. You clearly know more about this whole stock thing than me. Now, we're not necessarily talking about stocks, but it's kind of the same realm. Commodities. It's those guys yelling. You see the pictures on the TV.
They're yelling in a different place.
But it's not the same place?
No.
But they're yelling still.
They wear different colored jackets and they yell.
It seems so very confusing to me.
Well, that's the way it used to be before the Internet came around. There's a lot less yelling than there used to be.
Oh, okay. Got it. Well, anyway. So
it's mostly for show now.
So basically, what's going on, from what I've understood so far, and correct me if I'm wrong, there are these banks, J.P. Morgan, HSBC.
Yes.
These banks connected in with the federal government, the Federal Reserve.
Yes.
They are essentially manipulating the value of the market value of gold and silver
downward
to make it so it's not rising as fast as it maybe should be rising,
to make it look like the dollar isn't the worthless piece of paper that it's soon quickly becoming.
And they're doing this by naked short selling.
Yes.
Which means that they are essentially, and I have a tough time explaining the short thing, but
they're betting in the marketplace. They're betting essentially that the price will go down, and they're doing it without any backing. Essentially, they're not on any of their own backing. They're doing it with taxpayer backing.
They're selling gold that they don't have, which has the effect of artificially increasing the supply of gold that's available.
So they're selling the gold at a lower price than...
They're selling gold that they don't have, so they're keeping prices down by creating this artificial gold that they're out selling to people. But at some point, they're going to have to come back and buy all of the gold to fill these 300,000 contracts.
Well, purportedly, if they call the contracts in, right?
Right.
If nobody says, hey, send me the gold, then this scam can keep going, right?
Right. Exactly.
And that's really the issue is that they, you know, some people have been trying to take delivery. They'll get paid a premium or, something will happen. But they
paid a premium means they don't get the gold, they get cash instead.
They get cash instead.
Because they can't come through on the gold because they don't have it.
Right. There's about, according to the speculation here, this is, you know, some of the people that worked in the system, that there are 100 ounces on paper for every 1 ounce in existence.
Hmm.
And they just don't have it. And I guess basically...
Every 1 ounce in existence or 1 ounce in their possession?
In their possession, what they can deliver upon. Obviously people have gold jewelry and stuff like mm-hmm. that. It's out there. And people in the marketplace understand that. And I'm going to get to that in the article. But they, or maybe it's in a different article I read. I don't know. I've read 5 of them today. But the people who are doing the traders understand that. It's fine because they say, well, it just, you know, it allows the price of gold to fluctuate less or whatever. It's okay. But I don't see it that way. To me, A, they're naked short selling the price of gold, and B, they have 1 ounce for every 100 that they're selling. That means to me that once this is stripped out and it's hitting the New York Post, once this comes out in the news and everybody gets a clear picture, they're going to have to come clean and gold's going to, I mean, they're going to have to put new lines on their chart for how high gold goes. To me, that's the way I see it. And silver is going to go right
behind
it. If
they don't come up with some other way to scam people.
They may very well try to do something like that, but there's going to be a lot of lights shining in that corner where they haven't, a lot of flashlights are going to shine in that corner where they haven't been looking.
Mm.
And it's harder when the light of day is being shown upon it to do their dirty work. And I guess what I'm trying to say to people is, if you've got stocks, if you've got gold in the form of paper through your broker, if you've got these kind of investments that you can get out of that are, you know, sort of related to this toxic debt that the Federal Reserve has been playing around with, get into gold right now. Get the gold into your possession. I mean, gold and silver. Get into precious metals right now. Get it into your possession. You're going to be in a lot better position, is my opinion.
Yeah, I would agree with your opinion, Mark. And you're talking, the shorting is just one aspect. There are several different facets to this story, to what's going on in the gold market. When you talk about the shares, GLD is one example of that. You can go out and buy, you know, stock that basically represents some fractional amount of gold.
Yes.
And these are the people who are also inflating, you know, 10 to 1. So they're selling more gold that they just don't have possession of, and at some point somebody's going to be left holding the bag. And what Mark is saying is, yeah, this is getting out into the mainstream. People are going to wake up. The yuppies that have their 401ks and think that, oh, their money's all secure, are going to find out that, hey, these guys are lying to us. They don't have the reserves that they've promised. And if I don't get out soon, it's going to be a problem, which is going to basically...
If you don't get out now, then there's going to be a run on the bank, basically.
Well, the gold and silver bubbles through all of these derivatives are going to pop. And when that happens, gold is likely to go to its inflation-adjusted value, which people are estimating is at $7,000
right.
an ounce.
But in this case, when the bubble pops, the price of gold shoots up rather than shooting down. So what they're doing is they're trying
because
to keep the value
gold holds real value,
themselves.
Unlike a home right. or something like that.
And this is from Bill Murphy, the chairman of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee. That's tantamount to a default in the trade. McGuire goes further and calls it fraud. If you sell something you don't own, then that's fraud.
Yeah.
Back in 2007...
It'd be like you selling a bunch of commercials we just don't ever air.
Right? I mean, you know, it's fraud.
And only making good when somebody actually says, hey, I didn't hear my commercial.
Oh, all right, yeah, I'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Back in 2007, Morgan Stanley agreed to settle a $4.4 million lawsuit brought by a precious metal clients who alleged that Morgan offered to buy gold and silver and store it for the investors, but never purchased any metal and just charged them the storage fees. I guess this has been done before. And, you know, we know how these organizations work. They just take ideas that they've seen in the past. This is the oldest trick in the banking book. Right?
Yeah.
This is
have something in the vault and count on people not to check you on it.
What goldsmiths did in the past was they'd take the gold. They realized that, oh, people are just trading these certificates for the gold that I have in my vault. Nobody actually asks me for the gold. So if I hand out more certificates, then I get richer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't actually have to have the gold in place. And they're doing it, folks. The big bankers that backed up by the Federal Reserve are doing it again. Get the gold. Get it in your hands.
Do you know where your gold is?
And silver.
Yeah, and silver. They're doing it to silver, too.
Yeah, the same stuff.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. If it's not in your possession or you don't know where you can go to pick it up physically, you could be in trouble. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Don't answer it! If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1 month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free. Bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. One of the ways you can help support the show, we've been talking about gold and silver here this hour and how there's a big scam going on out there. The big banks selling people gold and silver they don't actually have. So it's 100-to-1, meaning that they have 1 ounce of gold for every 100 they're selling on paper. And that means that if more than one person goes to the bank and says, I'd like to have my gold now, there's a big problem. So you want to actually have the gold. You want to actually have the silver, physically possess it. Have access to it. You know, whatever you're going to do with it, put it in a safe, bury it in the backyard, wherever. If you know where the gold and silver is, if it's close to you, you don't have this problem. But if you're one of those folks with HSBC or JP Morgan claiming to be holding onto your gold for you, you may be in for a world of hurt. And so, Mark, how can people get their hands on real gold and silver?
Well, among many other ways, and I'm not going to say that I think that the best, you know, the only way that you can get gold and silver is, you know, through gold.freetalklive.com.
Well, but that'll help Free Talk Live if you do
that. It certainly will, and the rates are the best we could possibly make them. They're really great rates. Go check them out before you buy anything else. I tried to make the coins as little as, less confusing as possible, because when I tried to buy gold and silver, I felt that the companies were showing me a bunch of apples and oranges, and I couldn't make an educated guess. I just wanted gold and silver. I didn't want numismatic coins. I don't care if this is a Confederate coin from 1864. I don't care about that. I just want some gold and silver in my possession. And so I tried to set it up so that people that care about getting precious metals in their hands would be best served. Go to gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Bill, listening in Missouri. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Sam and Mark.
The banks are ripping us off. What a surprise. Bonnie and Clyde, where are you when we need you? Look, if these people fail to give the gold, then those people that think they own the gold aren't going to be able to pay their bills. That's where we're headed with this. When is the dollar going to collapse because of it? Is the dollar going to be dismissed if those people want all their gold? Is that what you're saying? We're going to go to another currency?
Yeah, I don't think it's that this would cause a collapse of the dollar. What seems to be happening and what some of the trend forecasters and analysts believe we're heading towards, and this is something that's happened in Venezuela and Mexico and countries around the world, is they'll do a mass devaluation as all of these countries that are bankrupt right now go through some kind of debt settlement process. They would declare, and this is, you know, what the forecasters are saying, is that they would declare a bank holiday, shut down all of the banks, and then they would devalue the currency by anywhere from 20 to 40 or 60%, so that when you go back and get your money from the bank, it's worth a lot less than it was.
So they're going to do, you're saying, a 20 to 1.
Well, what I've heard is a 3 to 1. So it's
a
60% devaluation. That seems to be the number that most people have kind of agreed on, but there are a lot of different variations.
And when you say they're going to
well into the arena of speculation at this point.
When you say they're going to devalue the money, you mean they're going to print some?
No, this is similar to what happened with the gold confiscation. So if you remember, they told everybody, bring in your gold, we'll pay
you. Back in the 30s.
Yeah, we'll pay you $20 an ounce. So they collected all the gold, and if you kept gold, then you would have to pay double the amount that they found. So, you know, if you hid 10 ounces, you would have to pay a penalty of 20 ounces and turn in your gold.
Those people that are going to go to the bank with that gold certificate, they're going to feel real stupid.
Right. So
they're going to be... They're not going to be in a good shape there. All right, I'll get off the air and listen.
Okay.
Thanks, Phil. I'm still trying to understand how you're saying the gold will be devalued. They're going to shut down the money will be devalued.
Yeah, let me explain how the money would be devalued and in terms of how it's happened before in this country. When they called in all the gold, they bought it at the fixed price of $20.35 an ounce or whatever it was.
What was that in comparison to what it was worth at the time?
Well, it was fixed at the time, Mark.
Yeah, at that time it was fixed at that rate, and you know the dollar was much more tied to. I don't know that I don't know that this is how it's going to go, and we're so far out into the pier of speculation because nothing like this has ever happened before. There's never been a world reserve fiat currency. No, the world has never been this stupid. They have never allowed a fiat currency to be placed at the as the benchmark for what things are worth. It's always been precious metals, and now they've got the dollar, and the Federal Reserve prints the dollars, and the World Bank gets them from there. So I don't know that that's what's going to happen. I do believe that gold will skyrocket, but beyond that, I don't know, and I think it's very difficult to make that speculation. It could be true. The dollar is on tenuous ground anyway, and I think that in the relatively long term you're going to see dollars probably crash in value. But that's just my speculation. It looks because they're treating it like it's trash.
Okay, well,
how does this devaluation thing work? I'm still trying to understand that.
There is a lot. There are many
presuming
examples
this is what happens.
Of countries around the world that have devalued their currency. So let's just go back to the gold exchange. So everybody turns it in at $20 an ounce. Once they had it all collected, they peg the price of gold at $35 an ounce. So if I went in and turned in my ounce of gold, I got $20 for it, and then after they did away with the ban, I went to buy it back after they repegged it at $35. Now it costs me almost twice as much to get that same 1 ounce of gold back. So what happened is I lost 40 or 50% of the value of the money in that deal, and the same would be true in this speculative devaluation that people believe is coming here.
So in the one you're talking about, gold would be – they're not setting the value of gold
it's not related to gold, but it would be the currency. All of a sudden, we would get, I don't know if it's new dollars or if, you know, they would just repeg
the
prices. But basically, something costs $10. Afterwards, it costs $3.
So kind of like how in Zimbabwe, where they've got this incredible inflation thing that's been going on, eventually after they got to having $1 billion being the cost of a price of, a loaf of bread, they just decided, okay, we're going to knock a few zeros off. Is that what you're saying?
Essentially, that's what they're doing. And then in the behind the scenes, what they may create is some kind of world currency or world exchange rate that the central banks sort of step it up another level of, you know, sort of global control over the currency markets, because they're saying
things would have to get bad before they would do that, though,
yeah,
right?
And like, that would have to come with the sort of debt settlement. Right now, there are, I think, 17 countries that are bankrupt and in bad shape, like Greece, Great Britain, and the United States are, you know, at the top of that list.
We'd love to have your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, people have been talking about this idea of an Amero, and there hasn't really been any significant example that there's any truth to that. However, it's always seemed to me to be a real good plan for them. Rather than trying to fiddle around with the dollar any further, they could just essentially play a little shell game with people. And, oh, well, don't look at the, yeah, we know the dollar's having trouble over there, but, you know, hey, nothing lasts forever. It's the dollar. It's the way things go. Here's the brand new currency that we're going to replace it with. That way they don't have to be seen as cutting any value out of the dollar, or, you know, making a 10 worth a 1 or whatever it is that they would end up doing. They could then just release the new Amero or whatever they would call it, and have it be worth, you know, one-tenth of what the, you know, you get. You turn in $10 and you get one Amero or something like that. That would be a way to essentially pull a bait and switch, I think, to some extent, on the American people and distract them with the new shiny, colorful currency. It would not be green anymore. It would be, you know, all kinds of different colors like they've got over in Europe. And everybody, ooh, ah, you know, new currency. And they forget all about the dollar and the fact that there are all kinds of monetary scams and games going on.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that if gold shoots up as much as it looks like it could from this commodity scam they're doing, it will make the dollar that much more shaky.
800-259-9231. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Bring up whatever you want as well. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. And those features include our news updates. You can go and get signed up for our emails or Twitter or Facebook or all three. Whatever you want to do, go to news.freetalklive.com. That's the way to keep in the loop with what's going on with the show. And of course, they're all free, like everything is on our website. freetalklive.com, or go to, rather, news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for our updates. I do recommend, by the way, the updates list, the email list over top of all of the others, because it's the way to guarantee you will see what it is that we're doing, and if we've got prizes to give away, we do that only via the email updates list. So go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. We continue with your phone calls. Ladies first, Lauren, listening to WCER in Canton. Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live in Ohio. Lauren?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I've been listening to what you had to say about gold and other precious metals, and it's pretty scary stuff.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if any of you had advice on how the average person with a limited income could purchase silver or gold for stability purposes.
Well, actually,
Mark, did you set this call up?
I did not. It's awesome. You know, I had the same problem, Lauren, and I set up a system, with the organization that syndicates the program also is a company that sells gold, and we have a deal with them where they give us a kickback on every ounce that we sell. So it behooves us to, let people know about this gold situation, and that's part of the reason that I bring this out. But I've been a gold bug for a while now, even before we had that set up. And what I did with them is I explained this. You know, some people want to be able to buy silver or gold in sort of a fashion where they can put a little bit aside every week when they get their paycheck. And, I set that up with them. And they actually, we have a telephone number that you can call, and I'll give it to you in just a second. But
you do have to call the phone number in order to get the what this layaway deal that Mark is going to tell you about. Normally when we talk about gold.freetalklive.com or silver.freetalklive.com, you can go there and you can order the gold right there and then. But what you're talking about, Mark, is a payment plan.
Right. You could go and order it on your credit card and then make the payments on your credit card, but then you'd have to pay the interest on your credit card, and this saves you the interest. Usually when you buy, you should buy in 20 coins, in a buy, simply to save on shipping. I don't want you paying to the United States Postal Service. There's no investment in that. So try to get whatever you get it in these sort of 20 coin allotments, and go to gold.freetalklive.com to take a look at some of the stuff that we offer. But here's the number to call and then say, hey, I want, 20 Lakota Nation silver rounds, which is a great investment coin. It's 877 877-857-9938. It's 877-857-9938. And just ask for the layaway plan, and they'll understand. And then you just put a certain amount every week or bi-week or whenever you get your paycheck away. And then when you get to 20, get to the amount, then they send all 20 of them to you.
But they also lock in the price of price.
Yeah.
So
if silver goes from $18 today, and I didn't look today, but that's about right. Yeah. If it goes from $18 today to $28 tomorrow, then you've locked it in at $18, and then you're in good shape.
Does that help, Laura?
Okay, that sounds great. Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, very good. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, I couldn't have set that up better, huh?
Of course, if the price goes down, you're still locked in at whatever price.
That much
is true as well.
All right, so we continue here and go to your calls. Mark is in Brazil. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark. Mark in Brazil. Going once.
Marco.
Mark, let's try Tony.
Bom dia.
Tony in Scotland. Tony, you're on the air.
Tommy.
Ah, gotcha. What's on your mind tonight, Tommy?
Yeah, how you doing, Mark and Ian? How are you doing tonight? It's a bit pair of you.
Good. Sam is here tonight as well from ObscureTruth.com. What's on your mind, Tommy?
Yeah, a whole host of things. You know, in Britain just now, there's now the election that they're having just now in the UK. And I've been trying to tell people over here, you know, what is the point? The ring of power does not sit with the politicians. They are just puppets on a string for the paymasters, the banks. You know, the masters at work is the banks. You know, the thing what you're saying regarding buying gold and silver, it's all very well buying into it. And like you say there, you know, if the price goes up, if people are looking at buying gold and silver as the next quick thing and the next quick buck. You know, I'm going to make, instead of $18, I'm going to have $28. No, people should be using gold and silver as a way of trying to take themselves out of the grip of death.
I don't consider it an investment at all. Yeah, I consider it a way to protect
a speculative,
my money.
If you're doing it as an investment, it's a speculative one. I think it's going to go up personally, but I've been doing what you're talking about. I buy things with silver. I trade with my friends in silver, and the intent is to use as few Federal Reserve notes as possible.
That's the key thing, is to try to build our economy separate from the illegal banking shysters. What they have done, they have built a whole system, a mirage, it's an illusion. You know, they in here they call it, on the notes they say, promise to pay the bearer on demand. It's all based on a promise, it's all based on an illusion. So what we should be trying to do in communities in small ways is taking ourselves out the dollar, taking ourselves out the pound and these fiat currencies, and putting it in 100% into something that is stable and something that is actually worth something and it has been worth something for thousands of years, a true commodity. And so by placing your money out of dollars and into gold, people should be looking at that as a way of trying to start a new future, people who dream of something better than blood, mayhem and death. You know, they call us utopians. You know, I would like a world free where 50,000 people who die a day don't die each day because of the setup for the World Bank and the IMF and the banksters. So by actually creating or trying to create a new economy where it can be done interest-free money, where if everyone buys into a currency, i.e. we all decide to use silver coins and it's backed by what? Well, we take our money out of dollars and then we can get that money into our community. And we can then trade amongst ourselves, the butcher, the candlestick maker, the oven, you know, the taxi driver, and people can trade in silver and go back to the bathroom economy.
Absolutely, yeah.
Out of the bank, the illegal bank.
What you're saying there is absolutely right. I don't know that, you know, in the absence of the fiat monopoly banking system that we have today around the world, that, you know, there wouldn't be companies out there that are loaning money and charging interest on it. But, and we wouldn't necessarily have to stay with gold and silver in the long term. In the private market, where you actually had competing currencies out there, you could have people selling certificates that are backed up by anything of value, whether it's oil, bananas, you know, you name it.
Yeah.
But again, because there's competition, which is what's lacking today under this monopoly, one-size-must-fit-all system where the Federal Reserve has taken over the currency in the U.S., there is no competition. So when they start diluting the value of the money, as the U.S. and Great Britain and other countries are doing, and you mentioned the war, that's they have to have a fiat currency in order to wage war because it's just so expensive. They can't pay for it. They have to sell. Basically, what they're selling is the promise of your kids' labor. They're selling your children's work and a portion of what they're going to earn in their lifetime in order to go out and blow things up and kill people.
And you're both absolutely right. Tommy is right in that it's a great idea to withdraw yourself as much as possible from the state's fiat currency and their money system and go into real hard money like gold and silver to protect yourself from all of their manipulation that they're doing in their system. It's essentially a way to insulate yourself. And Sam's right in that down the line, when we do get to a voluntary society, a free market world, we will start to see other things pop up. But gold and silver are a real good start. That's a good place to start from. People get that. It's worked in the past, and it will continue to work in the future. And Tommy's right when he says that people should be trading and doing things amongst themselves. If you pull your money out and put it into gold and silver, if you can keep it there, that's ideal. It's pointless to put it back into the system and try to cash in because they're continually, you know, manipulating things.
Yeah, they've got a great system for implementing this in your community at DelValleySilver.com. That's DelValleySilver.com.
And there are other ones coming out as well up here in New Hampshire. There are people working on private currencies. Getting together also helps with this factor as well. Tommy, thanks for the call. It's hard to do business in gold and silver if you don't have anybody in your immediate area that's actually also doing something like that as well. Hour 3 is coming up. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains their monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.